You're listening to a Bitch Radio podcast. Hi, it's Kelsey Wallace, the web editor at Bitch Media. Suzanne Collins' YA novel, The Hunger Games, took the literary world by storm when it was released in 2008. This weekend, Lionsgate Film's screen adaptation hit theaters, starring Jennifer Lawrence as Katniss Everdeen. A few of us at the Bitch office went to a midnight screening last night. Stay tuned for our thoughts on the film, the PG-13 violence, and the magnificence that is Stanley Tucci. First, though, I had a chance to talk to some of the people waiting in line outside the theater. We're here at the Roseway Theater, Portland, Oregon, in line to see a midnight showing of The Hunger Games. Okay. Are you excited to see the movie tonight?
Yes!
What are you most excited to see?
Probably what they do with all of the parts of The Hunger Games and, like, how they, you know, do stuff.
So the games.
Yes.
So she's interested in seeing on how they do the violence.
How they do the violence.
So that it's still PG-13, basically.
Yeah. And I see that you all have lovely face paint. Is it inspired by the games?
Yes. By the Capitol.
So you're kind of representing the Capitol, right?
We are.
You know, they weren't all bad people. You know, I mean, just certain ones.
And certainly fashionable.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it looks beautiful. So tell me a little bit about where you're looking forward to seeing in the movie tonight.
Oh, my God. Well, I know this might be the wrong idea here, but I'm kind of excited to see how they treat the violence because I'm kind of shocked that it's PG-13. I know that the appeal to me of the book is that it takes adult subject matter, which is interesting, and it's for a youth audience. So, yeah, I'm really excited to see how they... I'm also excited for my favorite characters. I'm excited to see how they're portrayed, who they are, and if they match up with the ideas of them that I have in my head.
I'm looking forward to the visuals because the descriptions of the Capitol and the books is, like, so vivid and exciting.
In addition to us older pop culture fans, there were plenty of young teens at last night's screening. One girl in particular was dressed as Katniss, complete with a bow and arrow. She was too cool to talk to me, obviously, but her mom and her mom's friend were willing to say a few words. So it looks like you might be some excited parents here tonight.
Friends and parents.
All right, have you read the books too, or are you just here supporting Katniss and her friends?
We've read them.
Okay, so you're excited too.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you're kind of worried they're not going to be able to pull off?
I hope they don't take the tension away. You know, the books dealt with some real-life stuff that they let hang.
Though The Hunger Games doesn't lend itself to dressing up the way, say, Harry Potter does, lots of people in the theater last night were in costume. I wore a leather jacket and a side braid to show my District 12 spirit, but the best was the people who had made their own t-shirts. So I can't help but notice that all of you girls are wearing shirts that I'm assuming you made, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't you tell me, why don't we start here, what does your shirt say?
PETA smells like bread, Gale stinks.
Okay, so I'm assuming you're on Team PETA.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. And what about yours?
Mine says, I heart PETA bread, and oh, PETA's cool too.
Okay. But you're mostly about the bread.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about down here?
Mine says, I want a sandwich with some nice warm PETA bread.
Oh, nice. I like that you put some adjectives in there. So what is it about PETA that really... He's my favorite too, I'll say that.
I like Josh Hutcherson.
So your shirts say PETA, but your hearts say Hutcherson.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you're looking forward to in the movie tonight?
I want the fight scenes.
Yeah,
like I want to see how, like, gory they make it for PG-13.
At this point, at 5 minutes to midnight, we watched the movie. And fast forward to 2 hours and 10 minutes later. The movie just ended. What are your thoughts?
It was so good. I loved it.
I feel
like I'm finally relaxing after clenching for like 2 hours.
Thoughts about the movie?
What did you think?
It was bullshit.
Why?
I thought that they took all the teeth out of this badass woman and they were like, let's make it a tween movie.
Yeah, it was great. It was really... It was pretty unsettling, though, like, throughout the entire movie, you know?
Maybe it's because I just read the book, but it felt like it was fast-forwarding through the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did, I mean, I know this is like typical of reading a book, but it felt very, it did feel tweened up, especially Gale, who's like looked like a high school football player.
I feel like he was cast completely wrong.
Me too. I totally was cast completely
wrong. After we left the theater, fellow bitch staffer Sherston Johnson and I talked about the movie in the car on the way home, accompanied by our respective significant others, Christian and Jacob.
One thing that I did like is that, you know, in the books you're only getting everything just from Katniss's perspective because she's the narrator, which I like as a reader, but in the movie it was kind of cool to see some of the stuff that was happening, like, in the control room or in some of the other districts, like seeing the district sort of watch it on TV, because you kind of get a sense that that's going on in the books, but obviously you never get any perspective from anyone except for Kat.
But what was lost, I think, in the movie is that there was the whole idea of playing it up for the camera that didn't come out very strong. So I feel like when Katniss did memorialize Rue when she died, and, you know, the huge significance of that as far as like the Capitol and the Hunger Games and the televised, to me, like, that didn't come out very strong in the movie.
You're right that sense didn't really come across as well in the movie. That
there's a lot, like, in the book, it's Katniss always, like, second-guessing, like, I need to do this for the screen versus I'm doing this to survive, and that didn't come out strongly in the film.
Right, there was some of the stuff with the sponsors, like, oh, you need to get people to like you to get the sponsorships, even that I didn't feel like, yeah, came across as well. And then, right, some of the fact that she's questioning every move because the television cameras just add such a different dimension to it. They tried to address that, but I don't think it came across as well as I wanted it to. What did you guys think?
Well, the main difference that just having read it is that, and not reading the other books, you don't get a sense of what the Capitol is like as much as they portray it in the film.
I felt like 75% to 90% of the film's budget went to making the Capitol look really flashy, and I wish that some of it would have been directed back into the arena of the games.
Yeah, I was disappointed the arena was just in the one setting, because I always pictured the arena as having, like, different sort of environments and ecosystems happening in a small space.
My favorite part of the book was definitely the Hunger Games section, and one thing, again, that I wish that, like, struck out, like, I really liked when Katniss couldn't find water, and it was just sort of describing her totally dehydrated, and it showed her finding water immediately.
Yeah, there was,
I mean,
like,
I know how that would be, like, boring to watch, just, like, watching someone's lips chap, but, like,
But if they were in an environment where water didn't seem so abundant, it would have been a little more interesting, right?
Water never seemed to be a problem.
Turn up the heat, game master.
Yeah, the fireballs, that part seemed pretty daunting. It was like, oh my god, I would get killed so fast in the Hunger Games. Well, first of all, I would definitely get killed in the bloodbath scene at the cornucopia right away, because I'm not good at fighting. But even if I managed to last longer, one of those fireballs would have hit me right in the face.
It seemed like they spent a lot of time, like, getting around these problems of everything being in her head, you know, trying to explain it in other ways, having the announcer show up as a hallucination in the forest. But they changed things that they didn't have to. Like, when Rue died, the way that happened, and then when Peeta, after that, she heard the cannon, she thought he might have died, and she's, like, freaking out and goes looking for him. In the book, she hears a rustle and she turns around, like, ready to kill, and, like, almost kills him. And in the movie, it's much more like, oh god, you know, like, this just, like, less of a fighter mentality, I guess. Like,
yeah, but for me, that was one way that they actually showed that she, like, about her true feelings of Peeta, or, like, sort of like a, I didn't know I was so scared for his life type of thing. So for me, that actually did a different, they used that as a way to tell a different part of the story.
But I think that could have been done by just trying harder at the scenes, like, in the cave when they really were, like, talking about how they felt. Like, it was so obvious that like, the scenes were done, like, incredibly poorly in the cave, that when it was supposed to be a really endearing moment, the entire audience is laughing.
That's true.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
The part when he's touching her face, I wanted to be moved by it because I really like PETA in the books, but I couldn't help but laugh too. The audience was cracking up, you know. It was kind of silly.
Yeah, it was silly, and he never did that. Like, that didn't happen.
No, I want to say that I feel like it was a tough job to adapt the book, and I liked the movie. But, of course, as somebody who liked the book more than the movie, you know, there's going to be things that you wanted to see that you didn't. And, you know,
things that you saw that you didn't want to see, like Gail.
Right. The casting is horrible. I hate that character. But then PETA is my favorite character because I think he does present a really complex character. And unfortunately, due to time constraints, he comes across as much more one-dimensional in the movie. On the other hand, I will say that I loved the casting of Stanley Tucci as Caesar Flickerman. And
yeah.
That was the highlight of the movie.
Caesar Flickerman, actually, yeah.
And it couldn't have been better. It was a dream. I loved seeing him. All of his facial expressions were priceless.
Agreed.
Every scene that he was in. He was in the movie a lot more than he was in the book, and it was clear to me that at least as soon as they started doing screen tests, it was like, well, this guy's the best thing we've got going, so, like, let's put him in every scene, even in the games.
Yeah.
But I loved it. And I thought Woody Harrelson was a good Haymitch. I would have liked to see a little more from him. Some of his inner turmoil was very glossed over, but I'm hoping that in the next movie we'll see more because I like Woody Harrelson a lot. The outfits on fire, I liked those. They looked good. I liked Lenny Kravitz as Senna, and I had been skeptical of that casting. You know, I was expecting Lenny Kravitz from a music video, which is kind of cheesy, but he was good as the, I don't know. He didn't get a lot of screen time, but I still felt like I really believed that he had a lot of integrity and really cared about Katniss. Are you going to recommend this movie to other people?
I'd recommend the books to other people.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that it works totally for not. People. I don't know if it really works for.
I'm worried if it's just not. It wouldn't be filling for someone who hasn't read the book.
Especially when it's being billed as somewhat of a blockbuster franchise series. Then again, you think about the Twilights, like, what the hell's going on in those? Like,
yeah,
there's
those
very
are totally
little going
wacky.
On in those movies.
I mean, if we're going to compare it to other tween franchises, namely Twilight, I think it's better. But
yeah,
I
certainly.
I agree that.
But a general audience blockbuster kind of situation,
yeah.
I don't think it has that sort of appeal.
It's hard to put yourself in the shoes of somebody who hasn't read the book since we've read them, but I don't think it would be that great of a movie to watch if you hadn't read the books. I also think, like, beware tweens who might want to see this because it's actually pretty dark and it does not end on a high note either. If you are a parent of a tween, think about it before you take them to the movie or go with them to the movie. There were a lot of parents there tonight, and bravo to you for going with your kids and staying up until 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but also, you know, the overarching sort of parable of inequality and where and sort of fascism and that stuff, where it can lead to, is interesting.
Right,
it's
but
nice to be reminded of those things.
It's more just that, like, I feel like if you weren't familiar with the story and you
Jacob
see
Jacob gets struck down by a peacekeeper.
Jacob's gonna get killed by a fireball right now. He's the Gale of the car.
They also didn't say that it was America, that it was, like, the remnants of
Yeah, they didn't
America.
Give us a lot of that background. And yeah, I guess I feel like from the marketing campaign, if you weren't familiar with the story, you might get a totally different idea of what you were walking into with the movie and might be pretty unsatisfied with what you saw. I mean, I really think this movie is made for people who like the books already. And if you like the books already and just want to kind of relive the story, then see the movie. But if you're like, I want to know what the Hunger Games are all about, then I'd say read the book instead.
Thanks for tuning in. You can find more audio offerings by visiting bitchmedia.org/audio. Special thanks to everyone who talked to us about the Hunger Games last night, and to Mac Pogue for composing our podcast music.